Welcome back, Boneheads. As is becoming all too common, a huge apology for the delay in getting this episode out and into the world. But it's here now, and it's here to stay and slay. Things will get murkier as we are now barreling toward the end of the series, but we are working our hardest here at Listless HQ to bring this show to you. Content warnings for this week are in the show notes, but just in case you missed them, we've got death, violence, being trapped, military, body horror, including extensive sound effects, and hive minds. A relatively light episode. With that being said, I really hope you enjoy the episode. And if you see any eyes where there shouldn't be eyes, don't question it. Please. Please.
It's day one of Operation Daedalus. We're just about to take off and throw ourselves at that giant eye thing. We figured it'd work since, you know, the pupil of a human eye is just a hole, so why would this one be any different? Safe to assume it works the same. That's what the others thought anyway. I'm not saying I know more than them. I don't. I really don't. Hell, I don't think I've even thought about human anatomy since I left school. And I'm not sure how much attention I was paying back then. But I tried to point out that there was probably something in the way. Like the lens or something. That just got me some weird looks. I guess there aren't really that many better options. The name of the operation. Bit overly hopeful, don't you think? This is flying too close to the sun if I've ever seen it. But I don't really have a choice, do I? I think I could probably get out of this if I really wanted to, but then someone else would have to take my place. And some of these folks have got kids. My place on this earth can easily be filled by someone.
Hey, Garcia, stop with your little diary and come help. We gotta...
All right, let's try this again. Operation Daedalus, day one. We just took off and headed straight for the pupil. Who knows what we'll find in there? Who knows if we'll ever come out? Who knows what sort of mad stories we'll have to tell? I'll likely be a little too dead to tell them, but I can't say I'm not interested. Looks like it's gonna be a bit of a rocky ride. Big surprise.
Alright, troops. We're about to reach the target. We have no idea how this is gonna go, so hold on to something. Make sure you're strapped in tight. Let's try our best to make it out alive.
Engines are A-okay. Everything seems alright.
Is that it? Engine's fine. Good luck, champ.
That's it.
Okay, hold on tight.
Wait, we're just in?
Doesn't seem right. What's the plan, sir?
Don't get too comfortable yet. Something definitely feels off.
Well, shit. I expected it to feel all nice and comfortable inside the giant eye of terror.
Ha ha. Very funny, Garcia. Can't exactly trust you to not run off and do something stupid, can I?
Well, are we gonna get out of here and look around or what? I'm pretty sure the helicopter is done for. We can't exactly just... go back.
We're not going back. Get out, Garcia.
What?
That's an order, Corporal.
All right. We've reached the target? Well, we're inside the target. Not exactly what I thought the inside of an eye would look like.
It's hollow.
Yeah. Hollow. Just a big hollow eye. Well, not all of it. We're in some sort of big chamber, I guess. Sort of. There's a few pathways leading out of here, but they're not straightforward. Not at all. I can't see further than maybe a few meters in. Everything is made out of, I don't even know, flesh. It's bloody disgusting. That's what it is. That's really the only way to describe it.
Disgusting is right. Can't find a single surface not covered in slime.
What about over here? It doesn't look quite as...
Come back here. We're a unit. Can't be separated. It's not safe. Especially not now. We just got here. Oh, what the hell's going on here? I mean, come on. You've both seen horror movies. You know what kind of things happen when we separate.
Calm down, Garcia. Come look at this. There's ulcers on the walls. Ugh. I'm really starting to question everything in my life that led me here. Where did I go wrong? One day you're serving your country, the next you're in a great bloody eyeball touching its wall ulcers.
Get back, please. Don't touch it, you idiot. What the... Get back in! Day 3, I think. It's hard to keep track of the days here. And time. The clocks don't work anymore. Sometimes it's darker, and sometimes it's brighter. We call them days, but they're way too brief. Or maybe they're too long? I don't know anymore. We've been inside since we don't really know what to do. We can't fly out of here, obviously. We've thought about climbing up to the pupil. Maybe it would let us through, but no, that's just wishful thinking. If it let us in for a reason, I doubt it will let us out. And even if it were to let us out, we have no idea how to go about climbing up there. It's not like there's a ladder. If we tried to climb the wall, I think we'd probably just slide back down. Or whatever happened to Green would happen to us too. It's been getting hot and stuffy. Helicopters aren't exactly known to be too roomy, and it feels like the walls are closing in on me. Not like that. Like the space is actually getting smaller. I haven't said anything, but I know Wilson has noticed it too. It's obvious. I don't know about them, but I don't think I can just sit here much longer. It would be stupid to go back out there, but what else can we do? We can't stay inside forever. And if we came here to die, I don't want it to happen like this. Might as well find out what the hell is going on.
Are you still recording? Turn that damn thing off and help me work out what we're gonna do.
Day, whatever. I don't care anymore. It hurts. It's hot, blistering hot. It burns and it stings and it feels like I'm going to burst into flames at any second. I think I might die here, burn alive, maybe even melt. Who knows? I think maybe Green got the easy way out. I think maybe...
Jesus Christ, put that thing away.
What are you doing?
Getting us out of here.
But...
No buts. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like burning to death in a massive eyeball. No, get over here and help me.
You sure about this?
Well, not exactly, but I'm going crazy in here.
Yeah. Jesus, you all right?
What do you think? Well, it's not like that big hunk of metal was ever a permanent solution. You ready?
I think so.
And can you please turn that off? No one's gonna listen to this, and it makes me feel weird.
Still, not sure what day it is. It hasn't been long. At least, I don't think it has. We chose one of the paths, and we've been walking this way for hours, probably. Nothing to see, really. No branching, no new chambers, nothing. Wilson is a little behind. They were looking at something on the wall. I don't know. Christ, what's taking them so long? Wilson? Dana? Dana! There you are. What are you still doing here?
Come look at this.
What, the wall? I'd really rather not. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's a bit slimy. And they seem hungry.
Seriously, look closer.
Sorry, mate. Not a fan of slime.
Give me that.
What?
Recorder, hand it over. No point in you having it if you're not going to talk about what's going on. There's holes. Just little ones. Little tiny holes in the wall. And there's something behind them. Something behind the holes. Behind the wall. Pulsating. Throbbing. Surging. It reverberates. Thuds. Thumps. I wish I could get up close, but no. It's far away, way off in the distance, behind a labyrinthine formation of tunnels, just like this one. But I can see it. It's there, and it's beautiful.
Beautiful? Are you mad?
Look at it. Garcia, look, it's moving.
I'm not looking. Look, Wilson, I'm really starting to get worried now. We're leaving. Come on. Come on!
It's so pretty. I really think you should look. I think you'd like it if you did.
Wilson!
I don't want to leave.
What?
It's so nice. You know, it's nice to look at. I think I'd like to stay.
It's not bloody pretty, Dana. It's gross. It's slimy and sticky and, quite frankly, disgusting. If you want to stay with your nasty little wall friend, that's your choice. But I'm leaving.
What did you just say?
Wilson?
No, tell me. I want you to repeat what you just said.
I said it's disgusting, revolting, sick.
You're going to regret saying that.
What is happening to you? Wilson? Stay back. Get away from me. I'm sorry, Dana. So, Wilson is dead. Great. That's just brilliant. Wonderful. Fantastic. Damn it. I don't know if they're still alive. They're still that thing I shot. I saw them go down. I took my tape recorder back. And then I just ran. I'm not sure how long I've been running, but however long it was, I'm still on this bloody pathway. What is that? There's something there. Ugh, there's something in the middle. That's all I know. Damn it, I'll find that thing and I'll hurt it. I'll hurt it really bad. All right, I see light. I definitely see light. Light at the end of the tunnel. And there it is. Saying that it looks like a heart would be a little generous, but that's the only thing I can think of when I watch it move. If there's anything that can stop this, it's definitely destroying that thing. Here goes nothing.
Well, hello there. You really shouldn't be doing that. I don't like it.
And why exactly should I care?
This would go a lot better for you if you were a bit more cooperative.
Go to hell.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate it if you joined our little party here.
I would rather die.
Okay. Aliens, we ought to thank you. I'm helping you. No matter. Now, I suppose some revenge, some judgment, as it were.
Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Sammy Christensen, with script editing by Alex Abrahams, audio engineering by Scarlett Foster, and was directed by Alex Abrahams, with executive producers Alana Rogers and Scarlett Foster. This episode featured performances by
Finley Marius as Soldier 1, or Drew Garcia, Zoe Davis as Soldier 2, or Dana Wilson, Vincent Meyer as Soldier 3, or Andy Green, and Megan Charlow as The Judgment.
And me, Will, doing the outro. For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on social media at onasphaltbones, and check out our website at www.listless.ga.